This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The DJV program is something for everybody. If you're in our clubhouse, join the DJV club by paying attention to us on social media if you'd like at DJV Show. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. The story of the Trump supporter, Jennifer, who was found guilty of threatening to kill members of Congress. We were talking about the police officer earlier that has PTSD, but this is the story of Brendan Hunt. And I'm sure he's been described by lots of people as an enthusiastic Trumper. He called for killing members of Congress. So is this legit, or is this singling out people? Is this you've been critical of the Biden folks for being selective? We were talking about Giuliani and the witch hunt that is his life at the moment. So what's the scoop on this guy?
I don't know much about him. I'm just looking him up right now. But if he threatened members of Congress, then he should pay the penalty for threatening members of Congress. I mean,
he made a video called "Kill Your Senators, Slaughter Them All." So
I mean, I don't think we need that right now.
Balanced,
yeah. But I don't think we need that
right.
No. Well, what intrigues me is that here it is on April the 29th, and this guy's already been through court, through the system, and found guilty. How many, when's the last time he's found a trial that went through the system that quickly? That's what my takeaway is, not necessarily, he did it, and that was horrible.
I think it's because this took place in New York, and I think that some of these cases are being handled on the state level.
The state's not any.
No, it's it's a swift justice, or right? Isn't that what you're supposed to have?
I think the point is that they rush the cases through that they want to get a certain narrative, and
right.
So of course, you know, I don't know. I look at this as people who I think people have lost their mind. I don't know about you guys, but crime. I think everybody's cracked. I think the pandemic shutdown has made everybody's mental illness accelerate. Mm-hmm. Everybody is nuts, and the reason that I do this is based on no science. But I can tell you right now that I have been driving on the freeway a lot in Los Angeles over the last several weeks, and people are nuts. They are crazy.
Yes.
They are cutting people off. They feel like everybody's crazy
road
and aggressive and angry, and the crime rate is spiking.
Yep.
And so I don't know. I mean, I think everybody's crazy has come out, and proof. People shut down for a year, and I think there's just a lot of anger. And, you know, look, I don't think that Trump did much to unify people that didn't like him, but I don't know that they would have ever been people on the other side of the aisle hated him, so I don't even think they would have given him a chance to unify. I mean, I was looking at NBC News. They did a word cloud for supporters of Joe Biden, and the biggest set of words in the center is not Trump. So this guy could do anything, which he's clearly showing that he is going to do anything, and because he's not Trump, his supporters are going to be happy with it, which I think is weird and crazy, but whatever, it's a sign of the time. So but Biden has not unified either, and if anything, he's pushed us further apart. I mean, with all of these progressive policies that feel like antithetical to who we are as Americans and what our country is supposed to stand for, I think that he's not doing anything to unify us, although he's telling us that he is.
I was hoping that would be the case. I didn't vote for him, but I was hoping his demeanor would do stuff.
Well, his demeanor is... his demeanor is different from what
it's not his demeanor. It's just what he's doing. I mean, he said he's unifying, yet he doesn't talk to Republicans. He says he's going to go it alone. He's pushing. I mean, literally the speech. No, he hasn't been talking to some Republicans.
In the Senate, he is.
As far as getting their input, though, on infrastructure and all of this stuff, it's not happening. So he might be saying, hey, how's the weather?
Then he'll suffer the consequences because he won't get it through.
The point is, why are people crazy? It's because we're so divided and because there doesn't seem to be any end in sight. And so that's kind of number one.
So what are we doing collectively here?
The speech that Biden gave, it could have been given by Elizabeth Warren. I mean, all of the policies that he went through last night are like Elizabeth Warren policies. They are not realistic. They're not going to create jobs. And they're going to bring up inflation and a lower GDP.
Well, they're not going to get passed either, most of them. They won't get passed.
Sure they will. Nah. Of course, he already passed, Doug, he passed a $2 trillion stimulus thing that he called a stimulus, which was not really stimulus, without any Republicans. It passed.
I think we have gone by that milestone they call the first 100 days. You have a honeymoon period, and then it quickly evaporates, especially with people like me. Who don't really, you know, I'm thinking as you were telling that story and listening to you and Victoria sometimes as you banter back and forth as to what side is right, what side is wrong. I think I wonder in my own space. I'm not responsible for anything else. I'm not responsible for you and your thoughts. You're your own people and you get your thoughts and I want people to hear them so they can reflect on them because many of them, there are folks who agree with Victoria, folks who agree with Jennifer, folks who agree with Jay, whatever it is. But to find a common ground so that we move forward, I don't often hear it as much as I would like to hear it, whether it's from you or whether it's from the public at large. And without that, we are doomed. The Chinese are eating our lunch every day. They do more and more this sort of thing. I noticed that there was a guy in the news media, which is eating our young, takes a shot at this guy, identifies him as a Republican Party precinct chair, an election poll worker. He was one of the people that assaulted the police officers in the Capitol riot. His name is Mark Middleton, and there's been a big to-do about him. We all know who those people are, for the most part, and they were of that ilk. But to single out one person, tell the story, and then underscore what a bad guy he is, and the implication you walk away from the story is he's a bad guy because he's a Republican. And that just can't hack it as we move forward, if we want to move forward. Not all Republicans are bad. Not all Democrats are good, and vice versa.
Or bad.
That's what I just said, vice versa.
No, you said not all of them are good, but yeah, they're also not all bad either.
Well, that's why I said vice versa.
I can tell you right now where we could find agreement and we could move forward if people weren't so crazy and prideful and extreme. Infrastructure is something that everybody agrees needs to be worked on. Trump wanted to do it, but Democrats didn't want him to have a win in an election year, so they
Obama tried forever, couldn't get anything done either, with Mitch McConnell saying no to everything.
Biden brings up an infrastructure bill that is not really an infrastructure bill. He has Republicans that have said they will sign on today if he makes this a clean infrastructure bill. But he won't. It's $2.3 trillion. Add that to the whopping $2 trillion that has already been passed. And this is about what they say is creating jobs, but it's basically about creating unions and creating more, I mean, things that have nothing to do with healthcare, creating new sectors of the healthcare industry. Infrastructure, sorry, even though Dictionary.com has now changed the definition of it because they want to fit the progressive narrative, infrastructure is roads, it's bridges, it's airports, it's train stations. That's what it is. And if you keep it to that, you'd have a deal, and we could work on something together. Imagine that. Wouldn't that be something productive?
Well, it's the concrete things, but it's also, pardon the
But point. Infrastructure also has expanded. I mean, cybersecurity is a huge part of infrastructure now. That was never the case before.
But they're expanding it to healthcare.
Well,
they're expanding it to child care.
Talking about bricks and mortar. Yeah.
Right. I think about infrastructure projects.
Newt Gingrich said that Biden's creating a dependency culture, and that's a great phrase that I hadn't really thought of before. I hadn't heard it used before. But that's really sort of, if you listen to at least the things I've been saying since all of this stuff has started with this bill that's going to do pork for this constituency, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the fact that people can't find folks, this is the practical application of what's going on. The result of the government giving so much easy money to people who don't deserve it. There are a lot of people who needed it. Some people got it. Some people didn't. The farming community is the best example of people who needed it and didn't get it. So now We have all these people that are finding it easier to sit on their fat ass and do nothing. And meanwhile, you go up and down the street and people at restaurants, people in stores, people in service organizations are begging for folks to come to work for them, and they'll pay them practically anything. You find, I mean, the $15 minimum wage has been reached without the government having to do it, because that's what you got to pay to get somebody at least to come through the door that's unskilled even.
Well, they're forcing people into marrying the government. I mean, if you want to keep government going, then you get people dependent on it. And that's why so many people felt like the pandemic was a power play, because the people became more reliant on the government offsetting our income and taking care of things. And so now you have people, a whole class of people, who are looking to have the government take care of them. And it's the same argument that I make about this theory that the country is systemically racist. The reason that the left is floating that now, that new narrative that it's systemically racist, is because if it is a system problem, then they can grow the system to fix it. Everything that is being pushed in these narratives now, these buzzwords, is all about growing the government. And if that's what you want, I mean, that's great, but that's not really what this country is, and we should be relying on our personal responsibility and our personal power. We should be uplifting each other, not holding people down.
Well, that's great, but people don't do that. So then you have to have a government as the backbone of that. I mean, that's what's the point of having it?
But the government doesn't serve everybody, Victoria. That's the problem. It isn't fair. Yeah, I just said the government does not apply the money I pay and you pay equally. It's not distributed equally among the people who need it. And again, I go back to farmers and what a trouncing they're getting still, even though there are some. You know, it's very interesting. I belong to both the National Farm Groups, National Farmers Union, and the American Farm Bureau Federation. It is amazing how, under the new leadership, Roger Johnson, whom you know, Victoria, used to be on with me with regularity, mm-hmm. running the National Farmers Union. He retired last year, and the new guy came in, and he's very political. And so everything that comes out of the National Farmers Union now, not necessarily my cup of tea, because it's pretty much to the left, and a lot of farmers don't agree, but he hit some good points when you look at where the money has gone. But then the Farm Bureau Federation is pretty much to the right, and it supports more of the bigger farms and the bigger ag outfits that I don't. So here I am in the middle with a lot of other farmers. I don't like either side because they're too reflective of one point of view or another and not a collective. And so here we go again with yet another group that I'm close to. I don't know in broadcasting whether there's a group that's the equivalent of one on the right and one on the left, but I sure can see it in the farming circles, and it's not healthy. It's 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I take Garlic every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic breath.
And Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system. combining layers of MyPillow Fill, Impact Gel, and Comfort Memory Foam to absorb impact.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's
23 after the hour. Here we are sharing your feedback now on the DJV program for Thursday. Jay wants to bring us an Epicurean delight, which he will do right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, let's. I remember studying in school, ladies, the difference between an Epicurean and a Stoic. Did you study that when you were in school? Did you learn in the same breath the difference between, and this goes back to Grecian times, the difference between somebody who's a Stoic and somebody who's an Epicurean? You learned that, right?
I was autistic that day. What is it?
Yeah.
Really? Is that in the weeds a little bit? I remember being fascinated with the description because it's so applicable today. All right. So what's trending here I use the word Epicurean, but basically we're focusing on Epicurious, right?
Yes. A food website. Now, they offer recipes, menu ideas, videos, cooking tips. They are going to stop publishing recipes that include beef. They want to encourage sustainable cooking. And this is not something that they just decided to do this week. They've been cutting beef recipes since last year. And some people are not very happy about it. Readers and chefs are calling it drastic. Some people are saying that they're going to unfollow the platform because of this decision.
Huh. That's too bad because Epicurious has amazing recipes, And I've used that site for years. I don't look for beef stuff because I don't eat meat, but I have noticed. But it's, you know, that's actually, I know that everyone's trying to make this political now, but it,
well, because they incorrectly suggested that Biden wanted to limit the number of hamburgers. That
oh, my God, that was so ridiculous. That was so ridiculous.
Exactly. That's where
and
that started.
This is something that they've been trying to do for a while. But here's the thing. When you're
but
looking at recipes,
Americans
protein can be
meat.
Interchangeable. Yeah. Like, proteins can be interchangeable. If you see certain chicken recipes, there's you a, swap it out for the
well,
meat.
Well, there's a lot of, there are a dozen different veggies that have lots of protein in them that you use. I thought it was interesting, Larry Kudlow, who, remember, he was he's always been on Fox. He's been involved in and out of government forever. He was one of Trump's advisors. Has talked about the concept of plant-based beer. Now, I don't drink beer, but I can't
beer
imagine any.
Beer is plant-based. I was going to say, is beer not already plant-based?
It's right. It's all hops and barley. Grains and that stuff, exactly.
So what's he talking about?
He doesn't know. That's the point of all of this. These people that are talking about Biden and the hamburgers and other stuff.
God.
It's just all right. So the two of you were talking about Giuliani's neighbor. We've been talking about Giuliani getting raided. All right, what's the scoop of this woman?
She's the real big story going on with the whole apartment raid. She's an Upper East Side. Everyone's calling her the quintessential Upper East Side witness. She's a socialite, Michelle Herbert, 72 years old. She's one of Rudy Giuliani's neighbors, and she just walked right up to the podium and gave her own impromptu press conference of a play-by-play
she's all over
everything
Twitter.
She was witnessing. She
Did
is
she
blowing
get asked
up more
questions
than the actual
by
story
news media
itself.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
They asked
her,
yeah.
Yeah, right. And I mean, she is fantastic, and people are already calling for Saturday Night Live for the writers when they come back on May 8th that they have to do one of the skits that includes this, and they're calling for Miley Cyrus to play her.
Oh, there you go. All right, Randy Quaid's running for governor of California. That says it all. 28 past the hour.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal investigators on Wednesday seized cell phones and computers from Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City and presidential lawyer. Rudy's son, Andrew Giuliani, called it nothing but politics.
If this can happen to the former president's lawyer, this can happen to any American. Enough is enough. The only piece of evidence that they did not take up there today was the only piece of incriminating evidence that is in there. And it does not belong to my father. It belongs to the current president's son.
The FBI reportedly refused to take the hard drive belonging to President Biden's son, Hunter, with suspected incriminating evidence on the Biden family. Officials have canceled mandatory evacuation orders from a wildfire in the Castaic area. That's northwest of downtown Los Angeles, California. About 2 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday, the L.A. County Fire Department posted on Twitter the North Fire had grown to 650 acres with 0% containment. The cause is still under investigation. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Counterfeit vaccine cards. Why is this a problem? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
As Americans continue to be vaccinated, the fight against fake vaccination cards continues. 42 bipartisan attorneys general across the country are raising concerns about the public health risks associated with fraudulent cards. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein says these fake vaccine cards are a huge issue.
This is incredibly problematic because it will damage people's health. More people will get the virus, pass it on to others if there is widespread use of fake vaccine cards.
The Democrat also telling ABC's Good Morning America that sites like OfferUp and eBay are working with him and other attorneys generals to prevent fraudulent or blank COVID-19 cards from being sold.
We've heard back from the four we contacted. They all indicated they want to cooperate and rid their websites of these cards.
COVID-19 vaccines are free to consumers and vaccination providers because the federal government paid manufacturers to produce and deliver vaccines. Now that NASA's Ingenuity Mars helicopter has accomplished the goal of achieving powered controlled flight of an aircraft on the Red Planet, and with the data from its most recent test flight, the project has met or surpassed all of its technical objectives. The Ingenuity Mars helicopter was built by the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, we got a couple of things to celebrate here, boys and girls. It's the DJV program, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Just the fact that we're here is something to celebrate, I suppose. But here's something else to celebrate. It is National Zipper Day. How many of you use or employ a zipper in your life with regularity? I don't know any men who have button-up flies. It's all zipper. Are there any more?
Better question is it pre-pandemic that you're asking? Because during the pandemic and during quarantine, everybody went to the elastic waistband.
Oh, okay.
So I have a zip-up on my hoodie.
Piece of waist.
Yeah. I've got a zip. The only zippers I've seen are on my hoodie. That's it.
Really? Oh, yeah. Okay. There's a Swedish-American electrical engineer who was employed at Universal Fastener, identified as Gideon Soundback. He's the person credited with designing the zipper. Got the first patent for a hookless zipper, April 29th, 1913, thus the celebration. It was called the separable fastener. I mean, you think about how a zipper works, pretty amazing. Did you ever watch, you might actually look
yeah.
how the zipper
oh, yeah.
works?
It's really
Yeah, especially
easy,
when
you
know, it gets unhooked
clever.
On one side and you have to try to thread it back through to get it to
right,
go.
Right, exactly. Or you get a piece of cloth caught in it. Or worse than that, when you fly, you don't have to use, you can use your
Where did the zip? Where did the zipper name come from?
That is a good question, for which I have no answer.
Because if that Swedish guy got the patent, then someone else must have come along
well,
and
I think maybe
made
it has to do with the
name.
Sound. When you zip, it's one of those words that sounds like what it is. So when you're zipping
Oh, what's the name for
your,
that?
Onomatopoeia?
Yes.
Yeah,
thank
you. There you go. That's I think
an
so,
onomatopoeia.
Right.
Yeah, right. So when a word sounds as it is, ketchup, for example, is I think sounds like what it is. There are all kinds of words. You probably spend
no.
a whole half hour
you
talking
lost
about.
Yeah, you were just stick with zipper.
We're like ribbon.
Zipper.
Yeah.
It's a zipper. Okay, the other thing that requires a certain attention for a moment or two is the fact that Randy Quaid is thinking about running for governor of California. So when I said that, and then we went off the air, so both the Jay and Victoria then said, can you imagine a debate between Randy Quaid and
Caitlyn Jenner?
What's her face? Caitlyn Jenner. That would
I
be
mean, the optics alone of that
yeah,
are just...
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe it's the most quintessential California thing to ever happen, actually.
Purely California. Yep, yep, yep. Well, when you think about some of the things going on in California, the big shoot 'em up yesterday, I forgot to talk about this with Jennifer on one of the highways, and it speaks to the quality of our minds at this moment in time. People are going bananas. Whether it's because we've been cooped up and we don't like it, we're a mobile society, whether it's we be told what to do and we don't want to do it anymore, or whatever it is. And to that end, I think New York City realizing the frustration is keeping people cooped up or in line worth what the toll is, i.e. what we saw in Los Angeles yesterday and in so many other places. You had an example, I think, of what's going on even in your little town, Victoria, of somebody driving down the street, some old woman yelling and screaming at someone just because they're crossing the street.
Right.
People are just PO'd about everything.
It's horrible.
And so it's time to reopen. It's time to go back to whatever, we can call it the new normal, but I never thought that restaurants should be closed. I believed in the distancing, and now that's even been kind of debunked. And wearing masks, I don't think that's been debunked, really. I think that's still something. But, everybody's pretty much, we're done with it. And it's time to make sure the schools are open, businesses are open, and we're back to at least some sort of normalcy. And in light of that, New York City officials, Bill Blasio and the rest of them all say, okay, let's reopen. And in Los Angeles, they're doing it not because it makes sense, but because Gavin Newsom is worried about getting reelected. But
his recall.
So,
in New York, so Mayor de Blasio made the announcement this morning that the plan is to fully reopen New York City on July 1st. So that means all the stores, all the businesses, offices, which is a really big one because a lot of people commute into the city. I don't know how popular that's going to be with asking people to return to an office in July, especially with us not really knowing how
long the vaccines
are.
Wait a minute. That's time for me to go on vacation. Check with me in September.
Well, and that's the thing. A lot of people don't, including my husband, who used to commute into the city, a lot of people don't, we're vaccinated now, but we also don't know how long it lasts. And then if you have to get a booster shot, or is it going to be the pill that Pfizer's working on? There are so many unanswered questions. So having offices reopen July 1st, I don't know that a lot of companies are even going to enforce that with, with their employees. But he also said all the movie theaters will be open, Broadway will be open,
hooray.
All of that stuff, will be fully reopened. So, but you
did
know,
Biden
the thing about
talk
New York
about
City,
that at all in his speech last night? Was there any reference?
I think he opened with yes, that they're on the right path. He talked about vaccinations. The desire for vaccines, it's kind of, I think at this point, everyone who really wanted to be vaccinated has already done it, or at least gotten the first shot. And there's a significant amount of people. It would be the equivalent of about 10 million people who are not getting the vaccine. They don't want it, or they want to wait and see.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But the thing about New York City is the vaccination rate is so high. And I don't know if this was more Cuomo. I think it's more Cuomo than de Blasio. But it was rolled out in a very efficient way. And so New York City is almost at herd immunity right now. They're literally ahead of every other part of the country. Mm-hmm. So to have New York City be kind of, you know, the worst hit in the beginning and to now be the first ones to fully reopen, I think it's a good sign. But again, it's because so many people jumped on the vaccine.
Yep. Well, whatever it is, it needs to be a model, I think, for the rest of the country opening things up. I thought it was interesting also what the chair of the Federal Reserve said about what's going on in our economy. Basically, things are improving. Big problem finding workers, and businesses are suffering because they don't have enough help. That's going to be a problem moving forward. It's all going to be a problem paying for all the stuff that we're giving to everybody. And Biden, I think, was asking for $15 minimum wage last night. That's why I said what I did before. Going to have no trouble getting there fast because these people who are running businesses are desperate for help. And maybe they'll get better help out of it. But we've got to stop this thinking that we got to give everybody money. And in light of that, you know, I think people vote. That's my whole business with immigration, bringing people in so that they'll vote for a particular party or individual who supported that. I don't think that that's healthy. Anyway, back to the Federal Reserve. The interest rate is low. You've heard perhaps some of the screaming commercials that have played on this program and others barking about a 1.99% interest rate. I don't remember it being that low. It's been around two and four-tenths of, you know, interest like there. And then it went up last couple of years to about 3 points. I remember having a mortgage. When I needed money, I put a second mortgage on my house. It was like having a credit card. I think I paid 18%. It was like dealing with a mafia for a mortgage, which fortunately I paid off quickly. But, you know, that kind of stuff is not what you hear, and people are getting used to these low mortgage rates. And what it's done is fire up the economy, because housing is always, always, always the indicator, the indices of what's going on in the economy. Lots of housing starts, builds, rebuilds, all that stuff. That's really good, basic stuff for the economy. So if you get low interest rates, and then, you know, you got to have jobs, though, to pay no matter what. You got to have a job to pay the mortgage, even if the mortgage is cheap. Always what happens in this time is that people buy houses they really can't afford because they can borrow more money. And then like two or three years down the road, they can't make the payments anymore. So, you know, that sort of thing takes its toll one way or another. Victoria, I think you wanted to talk a little bit about the three men in Georgia who've been charged with hate crimes because of the
Arbery case, yeah.
Jogger, yeah.
Yeah, this kind of, because so many other cases have happened since, this one hasn't really gotten the attention recently that I think it deserves, but a federal grand jury on Wednesday indicted three white men, those three men who basically hunted Ahmaud Arbery down in the neighborhood, shot him and killed him. This is in a coastal Georgia neighborhood. This happened back in February of 2020.
Was he the one that was going into the house to get a thing of water? Was he the one?
Yeah, yep. Okay. He was jogging through this neighborhood, and there is footage showing of him walking onto a construction site. It looks like he's looking for a hose to have some water, doesn't find any, and then continues on his jog. And then these three, I mean, if you look at them, I don't even want to label them because you can make your own conclusions, but take a look at these three guys, and, you know, a picture is worth a thousand words with this one. So they're now all going to be facing murder charges. They were already facing murder charges. Now they've been indicted with federal hate crimes. So it looks like they're going to be seeing some more jail time if they're found guilty.
All right. Guilty or not, the charges against Mike Lindell, I always get a kick out of. I mean, I've got a kick out of him, and we've had a relationship with MyPillow for, I don't know, 4 years or so as an advertiser. And so because he's become so very public with his thinking about Trump and what's happened to him, that the people who don't like that philosophy, some of the late-night hosts, matter of fact, all of them, I don't really, you know, sometimes Jimmy Fallon takes a shot just because I think he thinks it's politically correct to take a shot at stuff like Trump. But I don't really think he's a hardcore. Colbert is the worst, and I wouldn't spend 2 seconds watching him no matter what, because he's just a jerk. Kimmel has a likable side, but he's obviously not a Trumper. Yeah. So anyway, he used to be, he was a producer in Boston. He comes from Boston. He was a radio producer. Got a job working for Howard Stern. Did you know that? He worked for Howard Stern as a producer before he, when he was a kid. Anyway, so he has Mike Lindell on his show last night. And he tells the audience, you know, nobody wanted me to have, my staff didn't want to have him on. And Mike Lindell said, well, my people didn't want me to come on either, but they both decided that they would come on, that they'd have a conversation. Kimmel was pretty strident. He talked about what he didn't like with regard to Lindell and what he says, and Lindell took it, and he had to, you know, he had things to say, but it was pretty much largely a cordial conversation from what I've seen. Kimmel castigated by conservatives and his staff, and Lindell castigated by liberals and his staff. So what is the old thing about when nobody's happy, that means it was good? And so, you know, this kind of stuff is what I'm talking about when it comes to being productive and at least listening to what other people have to say, whether you agree or you don't agree. What these people did on Kimmel's staff and Lindell's staff, they are the ones who are guilty of the stuff we're talking about. No, you can't go on there. That's terrible. Why? Why not give the guy some airtime? Why not listen to what Kimmel says and what Lindell says and have a spirited but yet a positive conversation? And these a-holes who are all over social media, Jay, you've probably seen some of these postings, you know, excoriating Jimmy Kimmel for having, oh, you're not a good liberal. Get lost.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, get lost with that stuff. I mean, I'm looking, there are tons of comments all over the place about that conversation. I just think that...
Well, I give Jimmy Kimmel props for even extending an invitation. You know, I mean,
People are interested in what he has to. I mean, you don't think that with all the controversy that didn't get him viewers? Come on. He's not
probably
stupid.
Yeah.
He's a very smart guy. He knows, so you stir the pot a little bit and have those folks on. Anyway, speaking of Mike Lindell, time for my pillow commercial. Why not? As long as we're talking about him, we'll talk about the pillows. Actually, my slippers, the ladies and I were talking about these slippers during the break, the size that they wear. Husbands have got them. We've all got them. And I think you may find these are very cool if you check them out. My slippers at MyPillow.com, the way they're made, how comfortable they are. And they're two different models, by the way. There's the moccasins and the slip-on style. I think we all got the moccasins, didn't we? The slip-on style never really, I don't know. It doesn't feel like you got any support as much anyway. They kind of come off too easily. So that's what our preference is. If you've got a preference, you can have it right now, offering 40% off the new My Slippers. The folks at MyPillow want you to go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, enter the promo code DJV, and order these puppies, all right? And then look around and see what else they have in their catalog that you may enjoy, you may benefit from, all the usual things, starting with pillows and then sheets and then towels and all that good stuff. But save 40% specifically now on the new My Slippers. Promo code is DJV at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, 53 past the hour on the DJV program. Time for us in this hour to bring Chuck Curry in with some movie moments, some movie news. I want to talk about the Flintstones animated comedy sequel that's coming along. And do you believe some of the stories about the Titanic, one of Chuck's favorite movies, the portrayal of Captain Smith? We'll get to that. Plus, Chuck has got some other movie news for us right after this.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Here we go. From Greece. This is from Greece 1 or Greece 2? Which one is this? Which movie is this coming from, Chucker? Grease 2.
That is Michelle Pfeiffer singing.
Really? I didn't know she could sing.
I guess she did, well, I don't know how well, but...
She's been in other musicals. She was in Hairspray and she sang. She's good.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. Now I know.
She needs a hamburger.
She turned 63 years of age today, Doug, born April 29th.
Happy birthday
she
to her.
She still looks
yep.
great.
Happy birthday.
Nice face.
She's
too skinny.
Looks beautiful.
Skinny.
But here's the thing. She said Grease, funny thing about Grease, too. I mean, obviously, Grease 1 in 1978 was a huge hit, biggest hit of 1978. They do a sequel to Grease 2. Two main stars, Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, are not in it. So they recast. They hire a male lead named Maxwell Caulfield. And Michelle Pfeiffer was the female lead. They did sort of a role reversal in that movie. She was an unknown. The movie bombed. It got horrible reviews. A lot of people to this day like try to tweak it and say, you know, it was misunderstood. Grease 2 was really good. I'm not in that camp. I think it's actually pretty bad. having said that, a year later, Michelle Pfeiffer gets Scarface opposite Al Pacino. She gets highly recognized in the business. And then off to the races, Married to the Mob, she was really good in it. Dangerous Liaisons, fabulous Baker Boys. I'll tell you another footnote. 1992, Tim Burton had originally cast Annette Bening to play the role of Selina Kyle Catwoman. She winds up getting pregnant with Warren Beatty, backs out of the project, and then they cast Michelle Pfeiffer, who kills it in the part. She was awesome,
she was
I thought, in Tim Burton's Batman Returns.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's good. It's good to sort of put all these things into perspective, Chakra. Thank you very much. I was
Grease
talking
2 is
earlier.
Fantastic.
But okay, there we go. Grease 2, thumbs up from Jay. Mm-hmm. Flintstones going to be redone by Elizabeth Banks, who last produced Charlie's Angels. Has done a lot of television. My friend, I was telling the story earlier, Chakra. My friend Tucker from Debris was the bad guy in this movie. And he said she was fascinating. One of the smartest people he ever met. She must be. She's all over the place producing stuff. So
she does, and she directs. And she has a reputation in the industry. Never does a project without a big, big paycheck. She's been asked to do a lot of independent stuff. Never does it. But she doesn't want to take less money. I guess she attached herself as a producer to an animated Flintstone movie. I got to be honest. When I was a kid, when I went to elementary school, before I went to school every morning, I watched two cartoons. I watched the Flintstones, which was awesome, and I watched Magilla Gorilla. They both aired on WPIX at Channel 11 out of Brooklyn, New York.
So now I have the rest of the story,
so I do love the Flintstones. Okay.
Right, we got it.
I just
that
popped into my head. I figured I would.
Yeah, it will be a fun. She's very smart.
It's all new. It's new stories. It's 20 years after the Flintstones ended. Mm-hmm. So, and it's an adult. This is not this is not for kids, by the way. This is an adult comedy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Unga Bunga stuff going on. Okay. What do you think about this new documentary, which basically debunks some of the myths that were put forth in the movie, The Titanic, about Captain Smith?
Wasn't there, can't prove it, but go ahead, what's the story?
Well, the story is that he was irresponsible and reckless, and basically this documentary is called Debunking the Myths of the Titanic. And a lot of people say that he did the best he could under the circumstances.
Well, how would anybody really know? The boat sank.
As the end of the day, he wasn't successful. How about we put us into that light? Thank you. There's Chuck Curry putting it all together here on the DJ.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.